This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Montana will open a mental health treatment facility to relieve overcrowding at the Montana State Hospital in Warm Springs. The 54-bed facility will house adults convicted or accused of crimes and committed to the state because judges have ruled them mentally ill. It will also be used by people who've been ordered to undergo mental health evaluations or who have been determined to be unfit for court proceedings. Governor Steve Bullock's office says the facility will be leased from Community Counseling and Correction Services Incorporated in Galen, 5 miles north of Warm Springs. The facility is now a youth detention center. Governor's officials say operations are expected to begin February 1st. It's meant to reduce pressure on the state hospital, which is 37 patients over its 216-bed capacity. Seven Native American tribes in Montana and Virginia are making their case to a congressional panel to grant them federal recognition that would make them eligible for government benefits from education to health care. Yesterday's hearing before the House Subcommittee on Indian, Insular, and Alaska Native Affairs is on legislation sponsored by Republican Representatives Ryan Zinke of Montana and Robert Whitman of Virginia. If they pass, the bills would make the members of the seven tribes eligible for government services and benefits from the U.S. Interior Department and its Bureau of Indian Affairs, whether or not they have tribal reservations. Similar bills have advanced from the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs and are awaiting action by the full Senate. There are at least 566 federally recognized Native American tribes. The University of Montana's four sororities and seven fraternities will be taking a month-long break from social events involving alcohol. That decision, effective immediately, comes directly from leadership within UM's Greek program itself, not university administrators. UM's Vice President of Integrated Communications, Peggy Coor, says a series of ongoing problems came to a head during homecoming last weekend.
Use of alcohol or lack of respect or not being good neighbors to the neighborhood that we live in here on campus.
And Coor says leaders of UM's Greek system wanted to nip these problems before they spin out of control.
And then actually to be really proactive, to take time to discuss what does it mean to be a Greek at the University of Montana, what are the roles and responsibilities. The director said it's time to put a pause and be proactive about these conversations of responsibility.
Coor says there's no connection between the self-imposed ban on events involving alcohol and a police investigation into an alleged rape last weekend off campus in Missoula's University District. There are almost 500 students involved in UM's Greek system. That's up from 200 about a decade ago. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead and Montana Governor Steve Bullock say it should be easier to remove wildlife from Endangered Species Act protection. The two governors testified yesterday before a U.S. Senate committee in Washington. Mead says long-term uncertainty over the status of threatened and endangered species translates into uncertainty for business. The Idaho Supreme Court has revived a wrongful death lawsuit against the Idaho Department of Fish and Game over a helicopter crash that killed the pilot and two agency biologists. The suit was filed by the son of Perry J. Crinnid Jr. of Belgrade, Montana. Crinnid and two others were killed in the 2010 crash. Federal aviation officials say a clipboard somehow fell out of the helicopter and hit the tail rotor. The federal government has approved Cape Air for another contract to provide essential air service flights here in Montana. The airline has offered flights to Billings from Glasgow, Glendive, Havre, Wolf Point, and Sydney since 2013 and has been awarded a new subsidized contract by the U.S. Department of Transportation. The man who shot and killed two students on the Montana State University campus in 1990 will have his second chance at parole after 24 years in prison. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that 44-year-old Brett Byers is scheduled to appear before the Montana Board of Pardons and Parole today at the Montana State Prison. He served less than a fifth of his 165-year sentence. Byers was last considered for early release in 2007. He was convicted in 1991 for killing Brian Boder and James Clevenger. Both victims and buyers were then 19 years old. Gallatin County District Court Judge Mike Salvani, who was county attorney in 1990, wrote to the parole board asking they keep Byers in prison. Byers' family says he's changed and asks for his release. State regulators have indefinitely suspended the license of a southwestern Montana physician for continuing to practice medicine without meeting the requirements of a probationary license. Chris Christensen's license was suspended in April of last year after an investigation found he overprescribed narcotic pain medication to patients, including two who died of drug overdoses. The State Board of Medical Examiners issued Christensen a probationary license in May of this year under several conditions, including that he find another doctor to supervise him. In August, Christensen was charged with 400 felonies, including two counts of negligent homicide for the overdose deaths. He has pleaded not guilty. The board held an emergency meeting yesterday and suspended Christensen's license again after learning he was refilling patients' prescriptions for non-narcotic medication without seeing them and without another doctor's supervision. The next stage in a federal grant program aimed at improving Montana's lowest performing schools took another step yesterday. The Schools of Promise Initiative has given millions of dollars to poor performing schools since 2010. All of them happen to be on Native reservations. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juneau spoke in Heart Butte last evening to kick off the latest Schools of Promise campaign at the town's high school.
There will be a lot of things that we're going to talk to you about tonight, and what we're going to ask of you is that everybody stay involved with this effort to make this school even better.
Over the next year, Schools of Promise will work with teachers, administrators, and students in Heart Butte to create a plan for the expected $1.4 million in aid the high school will receive. That money will be spent over 3 years to improve class curriculum, effective teaching, and make the school more welcoming to students and their parents. Superintendent Juneau says the money that supports the Schools of Promise initiative is not included in next year's federal budget. An environmental group is suing the federal government for its decision to allow a man to mine gravel near the Theodore Roosevelt's historic Western North Dakota ranch. The National Parks Conservation Association filed the federal lawsuit against the U.S. Forest Service yesterday in Washington, D.C. The suit challenges the Forest Service's decision to issue the mining permit and requests a more thorough analysis of how the proposed gravel pit could affect Roosevelt's Elkhorn Ranch, which is located within the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.